With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
When the president first came down with coronavirus, the news hit the country like a ton of bricks. At least it hit most Americans that way. Joe Biden got a lot of tender press by a sympathetic suggestion that he would remove all negative ads that target the president. Many Democrat leaders joined the chorus of wishing the president and the first lady a speedy recovery. There were those, however, who immediately let it be known that they never wished the president anything good. Upon finding out the president was diagnosed with COVID-19, squad member Michigan Representative Rashid Tlaib tweeted, "He only cares about himself and his life." House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took her swipe at the president by saying, "This is tragic, it's very sad, but it's also something that, again, going into crowds unmasked and all the rest, was sort of a brazen invitation for something like this to happen." You got that? Going into crowds unmasked. This is from the woman who invited people around the country to join her walking arm-in-arm with people in San Francisco's Chinatown after the president had talked about the seriousness of the virus. She was a day late and a dollar short. Another squad member, Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, shamed Joe Biden for campaign efforts to lighten up on the president. She wrote, "Why would Biden delay or suspend his campaign when we know Trump would have had ads up by noon ridiculing Biden for testing positive?" Ann Applebaum, staff writer at the fiercely anti-Trump Atlantic, said, "Here's my guess, Trump would have been openly gloating." The Jabba Hutt movie producer Michael Moore suggested the president is a professional liar who is pretending to have coronavirus to postpone the election. A one-time comedian, Chris Rock, appeared on the season premiere of a non-socially distanced Saturday Night Live with this line, quote, "President Trump's in the hospital from COVID, and you know, I just want to say, my heart goes out to COVID," end of quote. Now, the audience wildly applauded. And by the way, Rock added, quote, "I think we need to renegotiate our relationship to the government. Joe Biden should be the last president ever. We need a whole new system," end of quote. Now, perhaps Rock speaks for many on the left who think they're in the right place at the right time for a left-wing dictatorship. To be sure, Joe Biden did relent. On Monday, he stooped to a new low by asking voters to fantasize about President Trump receiving a coup de grace or death blow. He told a Miami gathering, "Think about this. Wouldn't it be an irony, the irony of all ironies, if on election eve it turned out the Haitians delivered the coup de grace in this election?" The coup de grace, of course, is a death blow to end the suffering of one mortally wounded. One can surmise what President Trump would have said or should have said had Joe Biden come down with coronavirus. What is for sure is that the president did come down with the virus. The president was hospitalized. And would it have been all too much to suggest the country might react the way it did when President Reagan was hospitalized after he was shot shortly after taking office? Leaders of the world united in their words of goodwill, wishing President Trump and the First Lady a quick and complete healing from the virus. Now, this is as it should have been. There are certain times when it's incumbent on the public to unify in prayer and goodwill for the president. The country certainly came together when President Kennedy was assassinated. There were not Republicans or Democrats, only Americans. And with President Trump and the First Lady coming down with what is potentially a deadly virus, that is exactly how it should have been in modern America. But this America is very different than how life was in the 1960s. Not necessarily a better America. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.